KVOE's Newsmaker 2 segment here on this Friday underway, and we're joined by members of the Coyote Composite NICA Youth Mountain Biking Team. And we're pleased to have with us here in studio, we've got Coach Ryan Connolly. Ryan,
good morning, Chuck. How are you doing today?
Good. How's things going for you?
Really well. Really excited to be here and help spread the word about Coyote Composite today.
Good deal. We've got Abby Connolly. Abby, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Also, we have Marielle Neff. How are you this morning?
I'm great.
Good. Brant Airy. Brant, how are you?
Great.
Good. And I'm going to welcome in Ryan Balkenhall here as kind of one of the people behind the scenes. Last year we had you in, but you know, as one of the lead people. This time you're basically in for moral support on the interview. The
yeah.
way it sounds. Ryan, how are
good morning.
You?
Good morning.
Good to see you guys.
Yeah.
Way it sounds here, Ryan, things are going well. You've got a big event coming up here for the public, the way it sounds, starting off the week next week.
That's right. On Tuesday, February 3rd, we are going to meet for our annual meet and greet. It'll be 6 p.m. at High Gear. This is going to be a great opportunity for students to come in and meet some of the different student athletes that we have. It's going to be a good opportunity for parents to come, ask any of the questions they have, because there's a lot. Being a parent myself, when we first joined, there's a lot of questions, and that's okay. I mean, that's how we learn community. So we really want to spread the word and encourage people to, if they're interested at all, they got 5th through 12th grade students that are interested in cycling. We'd love to have you come out, and we'd love to help you out.
I have to ask, Ryan, when you were just kind of getting introduced to Coyote, what are some of the questions that you had as a parent?
Really, what does this all mean? What is NICA? What is Coyote Composite? It's a youth mountain biking team. We're part of the Kansas NICA League, and we operate under the National Interscholastic Cycling Association, which is NICA. It's youth sports. We have 5 races every season. We have a 6th weekend that's dedicated to our female athletes. They get a weekend of grit. It's girls riding together that we really want to focus on being a female in sport and what that means and taking ownership of that and how great it is to just get all kids out on bikes, get our youth moving and outside. And as a parent, that was really enticing to learn that, man, there's something that can get my kids out that I can go do with them, because
yeah,
I've loved riding bikes as a kid and as an adult, and it's just a really great organization.
How has that kind of maybe changed your family being involved?
Oh, it's been great.
Yeah.
My 6th grader, Madison, she couldn't be here, like a girl. She, this will be her first year to be able to join as well. So yeah. She's been coming along for the last 3 years, getting to observe. And this will be the first year that she gets to get out on the course and gets to race and gets that little feeling of competition, that feeling of accomplishment when you finish that first race, which from watching these kids at their first race is just a huge accomplishment. One of the great things about NICA is there's no bench. Any kid that wants to ride gets to ride. Any kid that wants to compete gets to compete. And I think that's a huge, huge value to these student athletes to know that they get an opportunity to get out there, and it's really up to them what they want to make of it.
Well, let's start getting some of the team members involved. Let's start right next to you with your daughter, Abby. Abby, considering Madison is, getting involved here, have you given her some tips here with this year dead ahead?
Yeah, well, I try to. A lot of times we'll ride bikes together, and I'll give her some tips.
What has it been like for you to be involved with Kansas Coyote Composite?
It's really cool. It's a great experience. I've learned a lot of stuff from it.
Okay, that opens up a question. What have you learned, whether it's about cycling in general, something specific about cycling, or something about yourself?
Well, I have learned a lot about how to take care of bikes and how to work on endurance, which is an important thing for biking.
Now, you got a chance to be involved in NICA Regionals here?
Yeah.
What was that experience like?
Well, it was a lot different than how we normally do it. It was a lot bigger. It was a longer course, but it was a really cool experience.
Yeah. Obviously, that didn't scare you away from doing another year.
Yeah.
What is it that you really like about Coyote Composite specifically, but cycling in general?
I really like the community. Everyone feels welcome. When I started out, I was not the best biker, and then everyone still welcomed me, and I got to enjoy that.
That's awesome. Well, best of luck all season. Really appreciate you joining us today. All right, I'm going to go across the table to Brant Airy. Brant, let's talk a little bit about your cycling experience, whether with Coyote Composite or maybe ahead of your time with Coyote. Let's talk a little bit about what got you started cycling.
I'd say my brothers actually started getting me in there, because for 7 years I watched them grow up with the team and get better. Lots of wheelies.
I'll bet. So this has basically been, it sounds like, several years for your entire family being involved with this.
Yep. Ever since the first year, I think my brothers have been doing this and we've been helping out.
So what's prompted you to say, yeah, I'll join, or as opposed to maybe, you know what, I'm going to do something entirely different?
I've seen a lot of videos on the internet of cool tricks, and I kind of also wanted to see what biking is all about, and it kind of inspired me to do this, because it gave me lots of skills to, like, work on.
Outstanding. What year is this for you, for Coyote?
Second year.
Second year? Okay. Let me ask you, what type of growth you saw, you know, from year one, start of the year, to the end of the year and getting into your second year?
I'd say finishing, actually.
Finishing's the big deal, yeah?
Yep. Just like Ryan said earlier, it's like that first time you cross the finish line, it feels amazing and you just want to do it 1,000 times over.
Oh, I'll bet. I'll bet. When it comes to the things that cycling's taught you, you mentioned here the skills. What are some of the skills that you now have that are more sharp than they were when you started?
I'd say balance a lot. Balance. I had a lot of fears of, like, crashing, but now, instead of being afraid, I just go at it, and if it doesn't work, it doesn't work, and I get back up and do it again.
Good deal. Well, Brant, really appreciate your time. Well said. Thanks for joining us today. All right, I'm going to go back across the table now to Marielle Neff. Marielle, what year is this for you for Coyote Composite?
This will be my sixth year.
Sixth year.
Yes.
I'm going to ask you a little bit of a different question than I started with Abby and with Brant. Having been in the program this long, what type of growth have you seen in the overall program?
It's gotten so much bigger.
Really?
Everything is bigger. Everybody's grown up, it seems like. A lot of the older kids have become coaches, and I think that's helped the younger kids a lot. Coaches with a little more experience because they've been through it all. My parents are coaches now. My older brother, he graduated high school. I think he was a freshman when he joined, and he's a coach now too. There's just a lot of opportunity.
That's awesome. What got you and your family into Coyote specifically? Because, you know, this is mountain biking focused. The community here is really revolving around gravel cycling for a while. So what was it about Coyote that really stuck out?
So my brother's the first one that got into it.
Yeah.
All his friends were in it. They talked him into it. Ryan had to talk my parents pretty hard into it to let him join because they weren't too sure. Mm-hmm. It's kind of an expensive hobby, but there's a lot of scholarships available now, which helps a lot. And yeah, that's ever since my brother was in there, we learned the community. It's kind of like a big family. Yeah, I wouldn't know where we'd be at without him. So,
well, let me ask you a question. I kind of asked Brant, when you joined year one, kind of what your thoughts were, and talk about your own personal growth now, 6 years into the program.
So I've been the team manager since my second year.
Okay.
So I do a lot of, like, the background stuff, like shirt sizing, trying to keep people on track. That doesn't always go as planned, but, you know.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah, it's just, it's changed so much since my first year. It's just, yeah, we have so many more girls now. I think when I started, there was three of us, and now we have, how many? We have eight girls. Yeah, it's awesome, but yeah, it's just changed.
And how important is that to have girls on the team, and, as opposed to maybe a more and I'm going to just say it, boy-centric, boy-dominated squad.
I think having more girls encourages more girls to join, which is, it's nice. A lot of the other teams have a lot more girls than we do. Mm-hmm. So I don't know that we're trying to get more, but I don't know. It doesn't always work out.
I get you. Yeah, but Abby was nodding. Is that kind of what you're thinking? You know, kind of gravitational pull, maybe?
Yeah, definitely. I was more drawn to it. The more girls we had, the more girls we got.
So. Cool. Marielle, let me ask you what you see the benefits of being involved in a sport like cycling.
I'm going to say the community. Like,
really?
The people you get to know, they help you out no matter what. They're your family. They always have your back. I think that's the biggest part for me.
Outstanding. Well, best of luck this season.
Thanks
for joining us.
Thank you.
Ryan, I got a couple things I wanted to bring up in front of you because I see the event schedule, but I wanted to touch base first before we got into the events about the practice schedule, kind of what you have the cyclists do and some of the different goals that you want them to accomplish, maybe either on a week-to-week or maybe a season-to-season basis.
Yeah, we start out our season typically inside, usually because we're fighting weather. This has been a little bit of a warmer winter, present week's excluded.
Right.
So typically we start our first couple practices inside. We have some great partners that help us out by offering some spaces. So we're able to get inside. We go over a lot of things. Some of the big things we want to make sure our student athletes know and are comfortable with is about the bike. We go over the ABCDs, and that's, you know, checking your air, checking your brakes, checking your chain, checking everything about your bike to make sure you can ride safely and be out there without having to worry about is your equipment going to support you or not. So we do a lot of those things. Even we go over with all of our students how to change a tire, because there are a lot of student athletes that have never had to change their tire before. They've either always had a parent to do it, older brother or sister to do it. But it's important because one thing that's really neat about these races is they're unsupported to an extent. So these students go on 3-mile laps. So they're out there quite a ways sometimes. So they get a flat, they have a chain come off their derailleur. They need to know how to get themselves back on the bike and keep racing. Just because you're out doesn't mean you're out. We had a student athlete that competed in regionals. He broke a pedal, just sheared off. So for about 2.5 miles, he ran it in. And that's something that we really try and encourage these kids to do is not to give up, is to find a way. Because it's not necessarily winning is great. It's not necessarily about winning, but it's that personal pride and accomplishment of seeing it through.
Yeah, again, members of Coyote Composite joining us here on the Newsmaker 2 segment here this Friday morning. You've got to break the way it sounds, you know, the good practice time, and then you've got a pretty thick schedule starting in late March.
That's right. We do have, like I said, we have 5 races. We go all over Kansas, from Tipton, Kansas, to Manhattan, from one side of the state, to Lawrence and Lewisburg on the other. And we're really lucky this year. We get to have an event here on our home course, Coyote Trails. We're super excited about it. The kids are super excited to be able to showcase where they get to practice and learn twice a week, every Tuesday and Thursday from 6 to 7:30 in the evenings. They get to really showcase what they've learned and where they get to experience the thrill of mountain biking.
All right, guys, I'm going to ask you what has you, and I'm not really going to pinpoint anybody first, so just chime in on this, but what has you excited about closing out the season May 16th to 17th on the home course?
I'm really excited because there's a lot of features that some other teams are going to be really surprised about, because normally the race is the most challenging thing I've seen on a course that's not ours is a little water trail. Other than that, I think everything else is pretty easy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about you guys?
Well, I mean, I'm really excited to have our own or have a race here because we haven't, and it's going to be a nice advantage to have our home track, and it'll be really cool to get a show where we practice.
Awesome. How about you, Mario?
I will be graduating high school the same day, so I will not be
there.
Oh,
no! Well, you're already probably sending your warm wishes to the team, right?
Yes.
Good deal.
Myself.
Good deal. Okay, let's, Ryan, remind folks about the meet and greet. What's going to be taking place, when, where, and what's going to be happening?
Tuesday, February 3rd at High Gear Cyclery. We're going to be meeting at 6 p.m. for our annual meet and greet of the team. Students can come and meet our student athletes and figure out that, hey, I know some of these kids. This is kind of awesome. We're going to have coaches there. We're all certified coaches. We're going to be there to answer any questions parents might have, give them all the details. We're just excited to get this season rolling.
Should be. It's going to be fun for Coyote Composite. And again, learn more about the team coming up this Tuesday, 6 p.m. at High Gear. Guys, thanks so much for joining us here today, and best of luck all season long.
Chuck, thank you for having us this morning.
Absolutely. And if you want to be part of the KVUE Morning Show for interviews, let us know. Call us at 620-342-1400 or email kvue@kvue.com. We go from cycling this morning to space on Monday morning. When we're back to work, we'll have ESU Peterson Planetarium Director Mark Brown previewing the upcoming Artemis II mission. For Tuesday, we'll be joined by City Engineer Jim Hubert as we look at spring 2026 construction projects. All here on KVUE Live and Local.